Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that minister to the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes consist of Afro-American, so-called Afro-American, so-called Latino Americans, and so-called Native Americans, which make up the 12 tribes of Israel. And we minister to our nation every morning between 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, I want to mention a few of our ministries that we have. And one of the ministries that my brother and I have is we have a bookbinding ministry that you can find on Facebook. It's called all capital letters, Upper Eons on Facebook, Upper Eons on Facebook. And that's all capital letters. And soon we'll have a new website where you can go to the website and reach all our ministries. Now, my brother do a ministry on every Saturday evening. He does a video, a spectacular video with higher overstanding. And I always say, if you don't overstand something, you can reach us at the Upper Eons and ask any questions that you want. Now, I know my brother Du has also his email, and I think it's
Adir Bay Israel at gmail.com. So it's A-D-I-R, capital B-E-Y, capital Y-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com. And you can leave a message or information, ask questions or anything you want, if you want to join, you know what I'm saying? And you can contact myself, Adir, Rodolph Bay Israel, or Benaya Israel. So you can reach anyone there, because like he said, we're working on another site where we can have like a format where you can just go there and get information without asking directly.
Right. And okay, yeah. So thank you, brother, for that. And also, you can reach me at dougtheman@aol.com. And that's all lowercase, dougtheman@aol.com. dougtheman@aol.com. Like I said, until we get a new website up and running, this is where you can reach us. So I want to mention a few other ministries that we do have. We have a bookbinding ministry that features the Nag Hammadi. If anybody needs help with a Nag Hammadi, we're willing to give you help and get a Nag Hammadi. Also, we have also a food ministry that's named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Ministry. And if you leave your name and a phone number where we can be reached, we will definitely get back with you. So feel free. Now, like I said, me and my brother, we are seeking for light brothers that's out there, and we will help anybody, you know, women with children, men with children of our nation. We will help you. It's, you know, point blank. But again, you know, we also, I want to mention my brother Benaya Bay Israel. He does a ministry, a video. You can find his videos on, if I'm not mistaken, his videos is on YouTube. So his name is Benaya Bay Israel. And you can find his videos on YouTube. So, okay. Now, I just want to also mention one other thing. I'm sorry. I want to mention one other thing. We do have a phone number that you can call us and reach us for today, which is 845-214-9966. 845-214-9966. Okay. Now, being though all that said, our feature for today, well, our title for today is Light Brethren Must Stick Together. Light brethren must stick together. Now, the reason why I say that is for several different reasons. you know, as Messiah's little brother, we were meant to be together. You see, this is what our whole mission is, to search for our light brother, build him up, you see, and then if he do go into his own ministry, we give him, you know, the right hand and go in his own ministry, but we never leave each other. You know, we always together, no matter if he go into his own ministry, it don't matter. We always together, even though if he do go in his own ministry or if he just stay with us, you see, we together. The point is to stick together. And I'm going to be bringing out different points why we should stick together. And it was meant for us to stick together. And you're going to see that throughout today's program. Okay. Now, I want to start my first scripture off. Now, listen to this. It's coming from Acts 1, 4 through 8. Now, listen to this. Very important. Listen what this says. It says in Acts 1, 4 through 8, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with Holy Spirit not many a days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the season which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria and all to the uttermost parts of the world. Now, here's my point that I want to bring out. What did he say at four? He said, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. In other words, if the disciples or had departed in Jerusalem, any of them, if they didn't stick together and listen, what it was commanded for them to stay together, then number eight, they were lost out on. Because listen what it said, but ye receive power after the Holy Ghost is called upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me both in Jerusalem, all Judea, all Samaria, and to all the utmost parts of the world. So had they didn't stay here and stick together and listen, it was commanded for them to stay together, you see, so that they can reach this power that was going to be given to them. It was going to be restored, basically, you see.
And let me add something to what he's saying. And oh my goodness, boy, this is a man. I'm talking to right here now. Boy, you brought this out. Now, right, it's a, but ye shall receive, number eight, Acts 1 and 8, it said, but ye shall receive power. Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. Now, that's even talking about right now, because Remember, we incarnated into body after body after body after body, from civilization after civilization after civilization after civilization. We the same souls. He was talking to them, which he's talking to us. Basically, what he's saying is y'all stick together, y'all stay together, because the Spirit going to come upon y'all, and you're going to start giving testimony, like we're doing right now, from one end of the earth until the other. You know what I'm saying? And that progress going to continue to advance and evolve as the Spirit continue to increase on us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was a commandment, man. I love that.
Thank you, brother. And I thank you for bringing, I'm glad you're bringing it out. I wanted you to bring that out. You did. And you did. And that brought a lot of happiness with you to me, because it showed that she's working with us. The Shekinah is working with us. The mother, father is working with us. And see, That was the whole point. Even to that stands for today. Mm-hmm. That stands for today. Not just then, but that stands for us today, because spiritual power is going to come upon us as light brothers. And if we separated and didn't go there, then what happened? We wouldn't have received that spiritual power. Do you see what I'm saying? You see, or the Holy Ghost, she wouldn't have come upon us. The Father, Mother wouldn't come upon us if we separate, if we didn't listen to that commandment. You see that? And that was the point that I was trying to bring out. That's why, back to our title, Light Brothers Must Stick Together. It's a commandment that we do. Okay. Now, I'm going to read another scripture, brother. Now, listen to this. Now, this comes from Colossians 3:13.
And let me say one more thing real fast, brother. Now, when you look up a precept, you know, like Isaiah 28 says, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little there. Look up the word precept. Precept means L-A-W. It's a law.
Mm-hmm.
So look that up, Israelites.
It's a law. That's good, brother. Thank you for that. Now, when we're going to be reading from Colossians 3:13. Now, listen what Messiah say here. It says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Now, what do that telling us? What is that saying to us? Now, how many times as brethren, we made these type of, you know, mistakes or quarrels or whatever. Now, Messiah telling you, he forgave you. He forgave you for the things that you did. So, if he forgave you, who are you not to forgive your brother?
Right.
You see, it says Christ forgave you, so also you do ye. You forgive your brother, no matter what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Forgive him. You know, because it's of a scripture. Now, I'll paraphrase it. It says, as you judge your brother, and we're going to get there, you'll be judged by the same measure. Whatever you measure out to your brother will be measured back out to you. So I digress. But, you know, the scripture, the precepts say it itself, you see. Now, okay, again, we do have a phone number you can call us on if you feel that, you know, you got an option to give us a call. Feel free to call us. Our number is 845-214-9966. Now, I'm going to take it to another level. Now, listen to what this read at John 13:34, King James Version. Now, listen to what Messiah said. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now, that is so plain and simple. You can't put it no other way. You see, he said this for a reason. See, he said this because he knew he was going to be dealing with opposition. You know, he dealt with opposition with the disciples. Disciples fought who was the greatest in the kingdom. You know how many times they may have fought that? The Messiah had to deal with that. You see, he kept putting up with. Now that's why he tell us, you know, to love one another. You see? Because he understand that you're going to be faced with these things. And the only way to overcome it is to love your brother. Love your brother more than you love your own self, it says. You see? So that's the only way you can defeat this opposition. You see? Love.
Let me add another precept to what he said, because like precept upon precept, line upon line, they all go together. They all say the same thing. I'm going to go back to Colossians 3:15. It say, and let the peace of God rule in your heart to that which also ye are called in one body. So it go back to like my brother said, you are one body. You have one job, one doctorate, and one calling. And be ye thankful. Thankful that we are even called to do this work, to receive the light. Because like Messiah said, the eternal Heavenly Father and Mother is the one who choose you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, don't pray that the Father, Mother is on your side at that great day.
Mm-hmm.
You be praying that you on the right side before they even get here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, be ye thankful. Because
mm-hmm.
if you, I did a precept in the room in the upper eons. It said, you shall know them by their fruit. We know that precept. But it said, the ones who have knowledge, ye shall know that they are the ones, because they are speaking this wisdom and knowledge that is from the upper eon that nobody else is speaking. So my brother is right.
Yeah, brother. That was a great precept. That was beautiful. And you see, he's right in so many different ways, because you see, you can't wait to the last minute and then think you're going to, you know, beg the divine Heavenly Father for grace and mercy.
Right.
You should have been practicing grace and mercy when it was time to have grace and mercy.
Right.
You see,
right.
Now that you see destruction and judgment coming, now you're going to want grace and mercy. That don't make sense.
You
want to call on him.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem, that the Father's not stupid and Messiah ain't stupid. They know what's in your heart at that prior time.
Right.
So while you got grace and mercy, give grace and mercy.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Now, I'm going to read you another precept to that, brother. And that's coming from 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now, listen what Messiah say here. Now, this is deep. 1 Corinthians 1:10. It says, now I beseech you, brethren. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Messiah Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly
joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Now, do I need to say any more to that? You see, there is no division in the light. It can't be, because, as I say, the light comes from one source, and it's spread out through all sources. Okay, I'm going to break that down. The light comes from the divine Heavenly Father, given to our mother, given to Messiah, given to the brotherhoods of light, given to the hierarchy angels, given down all the way, you know, it can go through channels, but it comes through and then given to us who's on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still one source, one being that's coming, all from the divine Heavenly Forefather, our mother, Messiah, brotherhood of light, you know, hierarchy angels, the same light that's coming down all the way onto us that's on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
There's one source, no division. You see, it can't be. Messiah said in one precept, how can Satan cast out Satan?
Right.
You see?
A
divided house can't stand. You see? So the light can never be divided at any given time. Let no one tell you that, because it's coming right from the Bible, your King James Version Bible or so forth that you have. You know, but it's telling us no division. No division, brother.
Let me say something. Now, my brother talking, man, I'm telling you, the Father, through the Mother, speaks to the chosen children. And I'm telling you, these words will cut you deep. You know what I'm saying? Right now, man, the Father got the Shekinah telling me, oh, let this brother talk. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing you can do against the truth and the light. You can try to put up your arms like that old movie that it say your arms too short to box with God. You can't fight the light. You know what I'm saying? When the Father talk through his communicator, which is the Shekinah, you know what I'm saying? Man, that stuff will cut your heart up something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm letting my brother talk because I'm telling you, man, my heart is rejoicing at what this brother's saying right now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to let that brother, I'm going to let the father, let the Shekinah the talk to this brother. Go
right,
ahead,
brother. And thank you, brother, but it's all for our better of us, like brother. It's about us being one, standing together as one, not standing separate. You see, this is what Messiah commanded us to do. Now, I'm going to read you another scripture. Now, check this one out. This is just as heavy as the last one. Now, listen to this. Matthew 18:21-22. Now, listen what this says. It says, then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And he said, I forgave him as many as 7 times. And Messiah said unto him, I say not unto thee 7 times, but unto 77 times. Seven. Now, do you hear that? You see, not 77 times 7. In other words, Messiah was saying, there ain't no number of times to you forgive your brother.
Light brother.
There is no given amount of time. You see that?
You see,
there's no given amount of time.
Oh, my goodness.
It's light. It's truth and light. Precept upon precept, line upon line.
Here a little,
there a little. You see, it cannot be defeated. The light. It is what it is. Okay. Now I'm gonna take us. This is gonna take us to another scripture. Now, I mean, it's just gonna get heavier as we go on. Now, it reads out of Matthew 7:5. Now listen how Messiah feel about a situation like this. Now listen what he said. This is not my words. This is Messiah's words. So I just want to let you know, I'm not making this up. It's in Matthew 7:5. Listen what Messiah said. When it comes to your life, brother, listen what Messiah said. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shall thy see clear to cast out the speck out of your brother's eye. Let me read that again. Matthew 7:5. It says, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the speck out of your brother's eye. Now, what is Messiah talk about? It's plain and simple. Before you look at your brother, the little speck in his eye, brother, you got a beam that you can put 1,000 people in your own eye that'll float down the river. So make sure before you start to judging your brother, you got to look in the mirror and see you, what you got going on, because Messiah see it. We might not can see it, but Messiah see it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I'm only saying this is because this is what Messiah said. I always say Messiah sets the bar for light, brother, mm-hmm. and all we do is I'm trying to do exactly what you said to do.
Right.
I'm getting my neck over the bar, come back down, do another pull-up. Right. You see, he set the bar for us. Not me. I'm not the one. Messiah set the bar. We are just footstep followers of Messiah, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Man, look, let me say something. My brother, man, the father is really working. Oh, man, he got that Shekinah talking today. Now, see, this right here make me say to myself, and I'm just talking about myself right now. I'm not speaking for nobody but myself. This make me, like the universal law says, the threefold law is called. It's universal or cosmic law. The threefold energy you send out it will come right back. Like my brother said, the speck in your eye, make sure that's gone before you even try to say something to somebody else. What he is saying out today, I haven't heard these precepts in a while. I know all of them. But it makes me say to myself, man, look, before I say anything about anyone, make sure I'm right myself. So basically, like the Colvin Bible say, it say, do everything in your power to find your brother
right
instead of wrong. You know what I'm saying? So he emphasized that command. That is a command. I told you the Colvin Bible is number the book of Enoch, which is Metatron, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob alone. You know what I'm saying? It said, make sure you do everything in your power to make sure you find your brother right before you even think about finding him wrong. And if he needs more time to prove himself right, then give him that time. So that goes back to the precept of 70 times 70. If he needs more time, give him more time. Because why? He is of the upper eon. We have more grace and mercy than any others that's been created.
Mm-hmm.
And we must follow the law to how it is written.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm getting off the mic. But
right, brother. That was excellent, brother. I was enjoying that. Thank you, brother. That was excellent. You see, here's the thing. The thing is, when you overspend where you come from, as we call it the Adam of Thailand, mm-hmm. or we call it, you know, the 13 realms, we know what realm we are on. We know what realm we come from. We know if we come from that realm, there is certain attributions that you should have that should reflect that. You see?
Oh my.
You see? And the one is love for your brother. It's love that's not even on this planet. It ain't, you know, it's not even on this planet. That's the type of love you should show for your brother, you see. And this is the love that Messiah was talking about. This type of love, you see, it reflects. It shows. Yeah, that's the type of love I'm talking about. Now, I digress. Now, I want to read you another scripture. At Romans 14:13. Now listen to this. At Romans 14:13, King James Version, it says, therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or accuse to fall in our brother's way. Now, what is this saying? What is this saying? What is this telling us? It's telling us this. I told you, brother, this is going to be a heavy day. It's telling us to resolve things. Messiah saying one precept. It says one precept, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, settle matters fast, quick. Don't let them linger on. Settle them. Get them out the way. You see? Now, this precept not saying, it's saying, don't judge your brother. You know what I'm saying? It says, anymore. It says, but rather resolve it. You know, not to put a stumbling, because it's tough enough. It is the hardest thing to find, like brethren, in this reality that we're living in. It is the hardest thing. If you take, I always say, it's like taking sand, right? Take you a handful of sand, go to a beach and throw it in the beach and say, go find every piece of that sand I threw in the beach.
Right, they like brothers.
Yeah, they like brothers. Go find them. You see, you found them. Yeah. You're scrambling. You can't. It's impossible. It's impossible to do it. So while you have your light brother, love them. Cherish them. You see, okay, we're going to make mistakes. We all do. We all do. But guess what? It's okay. It's okay. You don't curse them or damn them or, you know, outcast them. You don't do. You embrace them. You take them in and you work on it. What besides it? Resolve it. And with the Divine Heavenly Father, with our mother, Barbilo, Messiah, Metatron, and all the hierarchy angels and brothers of light, you mean to tell me you can't get that resolved? Man, you crazy if you can't. It's no way. Because we come from them.
What the Father said is no problem that I can't fix.
Right. What is it that he can't do as far as helping us? You see, he's going to help us. He loves us. Mm-hmm. We're part of him. Mm-hmm. We represent him. So why wouldn't he help us? Mm-hmm. He's helping us all the time. Mm-hmm. It's us that want to receive the help so that we can be helped. Look, I will admit, I'm sick, man.
Yes.
I need a physician. I need Messiah. I'm sick. Yes. I'm as sick as it gets. Yes. But guess what? I'm conscious that I'm sick, and I'm going to keep coming to Messiah. Messiah, I'm sick. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Messiah. Mm-hmm. But my brother's sick. But guess what? I'm going to help him, although I'm sick. Help me to help my brother. I'll stay sick for my brother, but make him well so that he can be well. I'll be happy just for him to be well. You see that? Now, that's the love that I'm talking about. You see, that's the love that we should have. You see, that's the type of love I'm talking about. Now, I digress, but I got to get to the next scripture. Now, check this out. Ephesians, my next scripture is coming from King James Version, Ephesians 1:4-6. Now listen to this. This is deep. It says, Ephesians 1:4-6, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having presented us unto the adoption of children by Messiah Christ, to him, self according to the good pleasures of his will, to praise of glory of the grace wherein have made us accepted in the beloved. Okay. What is this saying? We were around before this world was ever even thought about it. We were embraced with Messiah in the upper eons, and together as one. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You know, it says, listen what it says, and without blame before him in love, having presented us unto the adoption of children by Messiah Christ, to himself according to good pleasure of his will.
Right. And when he say adoption, what do adoption mean? Sonship, kingship, rulership. Like he said, Messiah said, when he came down, he cast us in our mother's womb also. So that means we are special, peculiar brethren unto the Father, Mother, above all other children. You know what I'm saying? The children of light. My brother is right.
Yep, and see, and that's the thing. That is definitely, you see, you're speaking of things that, I mean, that took place before this was ever even created, ever even thought about. You see what I'm saying? You're talking a heavy mystery, you see. But like brother know this, they know this. So when you know these type of things, then these type of things should have reflect in you, and your other light brothers should see it. You see. Now I digress. I got another scripture that I want to read. Okay, and that's coming from, I'm sorry, that's coming from the Keys of Enoch. Now listen to this. Now this is real deep. The Keys of Enoch, verse 13 and 14 and 16. I didn't write the page. Good grief. That is crazy. I'm so sorry. I forgot the page. Matthews.
Go to chapter 5.
That's a different one. This was the Keys of Enoch. I forgot to write the page down. I can tell you what it was talking about. What it was talking about is Messiah returning. It was talking in the Keys of Enoch. It speaks about Messiah returning to get all light, brother, so that we can ascend and meet him in the air. Okay?
Together.
Together. together. Now, how could we meet Messiah in the air together if we got distinction among each other? Do you see? It don't make sense. It don't make sense. So when he come get us, we got to be ready, united as one.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm. And it also said in the book of Sophia,
right,
it says that he do not gather some like brother here and some there. He said he gathered them from all the worlds, all the galaxies, all over the universe at one time,
right,
period.
Right.
So it go like you said, there can be no division.
Right.
Everyone has to go at the same time.
Right. Everybody leave. Because, see, how can it be division, right? How can it be any division when we are the same people? It's impossible for it to be division among, especially light brother. We, like I said, we from the same source. And when you coming from the same source, it's the same message. It's the same everything. There's nothing divided about us. As a matter of fact, we should be more in tune with each other, like that scripture I read. There's no division between us. We're in the same mind and in the same thought. You see? So that's exactly how it's supposed to be with life brothers. There's no division. None. It shouldn't be none anyway. It shouldn't be none. And if there is, then there's a problem. Now, I'm going to read you another scripture. Let me get it right now. It's Matthew's 5, 4 to 13. Now, give me 1 second. I'm going to read this scripture. Use 5, 4 to 13. All right, give me 1 second. Matthew's 5. Here we go. Matthew's 5, 4 to 13. Now listen what it says. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all sort of manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out, to be trodden under the foot of men. I'll stop there. Now, I'm going to make a few key points. And the few key points is this. It said, blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. You know, blessed are them who have mercy. You see what I'm saying? For they shall obtain mercy. You see? And then I want to get to that last one, because that's a key. Now, it says, ye salt of the earth. In other words, you are the foundation of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But if that salt is bad and it goes bad, what good is it? It don't mean nothing. It says men will trample over it,
mm-hmm,
because you behavior. You lost the salt taste that keeps it pure. You see, that goes for us. Talking to light brethren, he's talking to us. You see, and that's one of the main things that we must remember. We can lose that salt by departing away from each other, by not as the scripture says. Now, this is one. It says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. For righteous sake, blessed are them. So when you're persecuting, now, it reminds me of Paul. Before Paul, he was Saul, and Messiah blinded him on the road because he kept persecuting our people. Now, even though Paul was in the light then, but Messiah stopped him in his tracks and blinded him for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then once Paul overstood what he was doing was wrong, Messiah gave him his eyesight back. Mm-hmm. But to persecute your brother in the light, that's a whole different animal. You know, and I bring this up because as light brethren, this whole message is that I wanted for us to get is to love our light brother unconditionally, no matter what it is. I am my brother's keeper. My brother is my keeper, you know, and I need to do everything in my power and to the Heavenly Father take all the breath out of me and I'm no longer exist to help my brother. That's my job. Is to watch over my brother, and I'll leave it like that, you know.
Look, let me say something, man. My goodness, boy, you is terrible. Let me say something. Now that's why I esteem this brother better than me. You know what I'm saying? I know he always said, "Man, dear you, you this, you that." No, you, man. Look, this is a righteous judge speaking. Now you see how the Father, through the Shekinah, talks to his children. I esteem this brother better than me. You see the work he has done today. So I just humble myself because the Father, through the Shekinah, he will use us at a special time to make sure that he be heard. And I'm telling you, the Father speaking through this brother. So, man, I esteem him better than me. I esteem all my brothers better than me. You know what I'm saying? Every last one of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a humble servant trying to do the work in the will of the Father. So, man, at this brother, oh, my goodness. Well, all praise to the Father and the Mother for my brother.
Yes, all praise to the divine Heavenly Father, and I humble myself with them humble words from you, brother. You know, it should be in our hearts. It should be in our hearts to love our life brothers unconditionally. You know, this is what Messiah, that's why I read that first. It was a commandment that Messiah gave us to love one another unconditionally. You know, no matter what the situation was, that whatever it is, through prayer to the divine Heavenly Father and the Mother Messiah, we can get through anything. No matter what it is, we have the help. You know, it's just how we use the help. You see, we have it, and we can do it. And as long as I'm working, go ahead, brother.
So, like my brother always say, come join us. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Come join us. And you can get us with that email we gave you, or go to Upper Eons on Facebook. Man, oh, man, what a blessing today. And my brother didn't speak his words. He spoke the words of the Father and the Mother. So I'm going to let my brother close us out.
So I thank y'all that joined us today, and I hope if it's the Father's will, we'll be back next week to give another good program. And again, like my brother said, you can reach us at Upper Eons on Facebook or DodaMan@AOL or what's your email again, brother, real quick?
DearBayIsrael@gmail.com.
DearBayIsrael@gmail.com. So my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm a Dear Bay Israel.
And I'm going to say peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, man. Oh.
goodness, boy.
Man, I told you.
What you drink today?
You know, brother, it's, you know, I'm just thanking the Heavenly Father that he gave us the